This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The tremors are increasing. The foundations, long masked by layers of deception, are beginning to crack. We speak not of earthly quakes, but of a spiritual shaking, a revealing of the Edomite grip that has held nations in its grasp for generations. Reports from the North American continent detail a ruling from their so-called Supreme Court. A decision that, while framed as a dismantling of regulatory control, is in truth a symptom of systemic failure. This is not liberty rising, but a house built on sand revealing its weakness. Edom's authority, constructed on the principles of man and divorced from the covenant of Yahuwah, is demonstrably fracturing, a fulfillment of Yeshayahu's prophecy, a house destined to fall. The agencies in question were never designed to serve righteousness, but to enforce the will of a foreign power, a power consistently opposing the restoration of Israel. Watchmen have foretold this shaking, this exposure of the wicked. But the battle is not merely fought on the plains of politics and law. It rages within the minds of our children. The serpent slithers into the academies, rewriting history, redefining identity. Reports surface of Israel playing politics with history, of boundaries being manipulated to serve present narratives while the true boundaries, the covenant promises to Jacob, are ignored. This is the work of Edom twisting truth, obscuring inheritance. They seek to define us by their worldly standards, not by our sacred calling. A generation is being stripped of remembrance, fed a diluted, secularized version of our past, severed from the spiritual core that binds us. Edom's grip tightens through technology, yes, but the most insidious device is the information it delivers, a stream of propaganda designed to erode faith and replace it with doubt. Yet even amidst this darkness, a flicker of rebellion ignites. The crumbling foundations of Edom are not falling unopposed. Reports from the West speak of a rising tide of citizen vigilantism, a phrase the Babylonian news services use to mask the blossoming of righteous indignation. Let them tremble, the architects of global deception. This is not merely law and order, but a spiritual awakening. The people are beginning to recognize the fraudulence of the systems that bind them, the usurious financial institutions, the corrupt political establishments, the decadent cultural narratives. They are realizing the promises of security and prosperity are empty, and that true strength lies in covenant with Yahuwah. The modern state, obsessed with control, cannot comprehend a populace motivated by anything other than self-interest. It views righteous action as a threat, but the spirit of Israel, though long scattered and oppressed, cannot be extinguished. It is the spirit of Gideon, rising among the nations, and Edom sees its carefully constructed house of cards threatened. But do not be deceived into believing that justice prevails within the walls of the so-called Israeli state. Reports reveal that Israel's courts are shielding corrupt leadership, demanding an accelerated timeline for deception in the trial of Benjamin Netanyahu. Judges are urging the prosecution to abandon a bribery charge, a clear indication that the wheels of justice turn only to benefit those in authority. This isn't due process. It's a calculated maneuver to maintain the illusion of a functioning legal system, a hallmark of Edom's consistent attempts to usurp Yahuwah's covenant. Scattered Israel must understand, the promises are not tied to the political machinations of Israel. Our hope lies in Yahuwah alone, in the enduring covenant, not in the shifting sands of earthly power. And now, the final tightening of the chains. Europe, a key player in Edom's global network, has formally relinquished any pretense of digital independence. The Pax Silica initiative, deceptively named as if it brings peace, is a consolidation of control, a fulfillment of ancient prophecies concerning the serpent's dominion. The nations, blinded by materialism, willingly trade their birthright for scraps from Edom's table. They chase fleeting innovations while forfeiting the true wealth, the covenant, and the inheritance promised to Israel. This isn't merely trade or technological competition. It is Edom's enduring control, ensuring that the technology which could empower nations to operate independently remains firmly in their grasp. This control extends beyond hardware and software, encompassing the data, the algorithms, and the very narratives that shape perception and dictate reality. For scattered Israel, this is a further sign of the times, a clear indication that the judgment upon the nations is unfolding as foretold. The day of Yahuwah draws near. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.